Time to cut transaction fees 6x in 1 week. Durov says Telegram founder Pavel Durov said in a public post that Ton transaction fees will fall by roughly 6x over the course of a week, as reported by Wu Blockchain on April 24, 2026. Source. The cut is framed as a protocol-level change to make Ton more usable as a day-to-day payments network rather than a one-off promotional discount. Ton, originally designed by the Telegram team and now maintained by the Ton Foundation, is tightly linked to Telegram's chat and mini-app surface. Telegram reports more than 900 million users globally, and Ton has been positioned as the default wallet and payments layer for that audience. A 6x fee cut lands directly on that pitch. What Durov actually said, Durov's post was short and focused on numbers. He said Ton transaction fees are set to drop by around 6x within a week. He did not frame it as a governance vote or a contested proposal. The message reads as an operational update from someone who treats Ton as part of the Telegram stack. The messaging matters for two reasons. First, Durov is an unusually visible protagonist for a Layer 1 announcement. When he posts a number, it lands with an audience of hundreds of millions of Telegram users, not just crypto natives. Second, the phrasing was specific. 6x, 1 week. That is falsifiable. If fees have not fallen sharply by early May, the claim ages badly in public. As of April 24, 2026, the crypto market backdrop is broadly flat. Bitcoin is trading around $78,360, and ETH near $2,329, with the Fear and Greed Index at 60. Greed. Macro conditions are not pulling Ton fees lower. The change is internal to the network. Why 6x matters for a payments network, a 6x fee reduction, is the kind of number that changes which use cases fit on a chain. Small ticket transfers, micropayments inside Telegram mini-apps, and high-frequency bot interactions all become cheaper by a factor that users can feel, not just measure on a dashboard. Compare that to incremental optimizations most Layer 1s ship. A 10-20% gas improvement is useful but invisible. A 6x cut reshapes the unit economics of anything priced per transaction. For stablecoin transfers on Tion, especially USDT Ton, which has seen heavy adoption as a cheap transfer rail in emerging markets, the change could push average send costs well below card network interchange. There are two open questions. One is how the cut is implemented at the protocol level. Fee schedule change, gas market adjustment, or validator economics rebalancing. The other is sustainability. Aggressive fee reductions can pressure validator revenue, and networks sometimes reverse course once real traffic catches up. Durov's post did not detail either mechanism. Where this fits for spending and wallets, Tion sits at an awkward intersection for payments. Many Telegram users already treat it as a tipping and transfer layer inside chats, but broader merchant integration has been slow. Fee sensitivity is one reason, since a $2 payment cannot absorb a 0.30 network fee. A 6x cut brings Ton closer to the economics users expect from stablecoin rails like Tron and Solana. For readers evaluating on-chain payment options, the relevant comparison is not BTC or ETH L1 fees, which sit in a different bracket, but cheap stablecoin rails. Users who already spend from stablecoin balances or prefer 0% FX cards for cross-border transfers care mostly about the total cost of moving value, and network fees are a real line item in that math. Ton native wallets and card products will likely move fastest to adjust pricing. Broader crypto card issuers who route transactions through centralized rails are less exposed because they do not pass on-chain fees to end users in the same way. What to watch over the next week? Three things worth tracking. The actual fee schedule. If fees do not visibly drop by the end of the week, the announcement will look like a PR move rather than a shipped change. Validator response. A fee cut that dents validator economics could trigger pushback or staking outflows. Traffic reaction. Cheaper transfers usually drive volume. If Ton transaction counts spike within days of the cut, it validates the thesis. If they stay flat, the bottleneck was never fees.